Welcome to Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith, presented by Sunup.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jacksonville!
Jaguars Monday is brought to you by Baptist Health, Carrie Limousine, Community First Credit Union, Ticket Exchange, Wachovia, Sunny's Barbecue, and by Everbank.
Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith
begins right now.
And we welcome you in on this first Monday leading into the first regular season game. Feels a little different. Smells a little different. Looks a little different outside. They're starting to put the support structure up for the Everbank Field sign. Welcome you in here to Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith, the general manager here. Gene, how are you? Happy Labor Day.
Thank you, Cole. It's great to be here. Certainly the real season is beginning this Sunday, and we're excited to play the Broncos.
And Vic Ketchman, the senior editor of Jaguars.com, is here. Did you notice the wry smile that crawled across the GM's face when he said the real season is
here?
Yes,
yes, he is ready. I want to say one thing before we continue.
Yeah.
Sunday's game is on TV.
Good point.
It has been, the blackout has already been determined that it will be lifted.
There are some other bits of news that we'll get to throughout the course of the show today. Of course, one of the big things that happened this past weekend was the cutting of the rosters, and I know that's a difficult time for you to, you talked about that before, having to deliver that message to some of these youngsters, but how do you like your roster here, your final 53 as we get ready for the season to start?
I like it. Again, I think when you approach the 53 cut, you got to make sure you're keeping the best players, and we take the same approach in the draft, trying to acquire the best players, and I feel like this weekend we did that.
Folks, if you want to ask questions about cutting the roster, here he is. We got the guy tonight. I mean, this is the great advantage of this show being what it is. We've got the man who can answer your questions. I'll start with some.
And let me remind folks, you can do that via the Facebook page, facebook.com/Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a long string that's already begun on there. We're pulling out some of the best questions there. There are, I don't know, something like 100 comments on there already. So we will get to some of those here in just a bit. But, Vic, fire away.
Well, you loaded up with cornerbacks. You obviously went young back there. And you got a guy from Cincinnati, another cornerback. I'm going to guess that he's the guy that made Scott Starks expendable, David Jones?
Well, certainly we liked him. We did a lot of work on him coming out. I think
coming out of when he was in college.
Yeah, at Wingate. Mm-hmm. He's a corner like a number that we have. He's got good length, meaning height and long arms. He's a guy that has starts in the NFL, and certainly in our division, when you're making a decision whether you want to play base defense or nickel, we've got guys like Owen Daniels and Dallas Clark, and certainly Tennessee's got a couple guys that are running catch tight ends that can flex out like a Zach Miller. And if you displace a linebacker, they may try to create a mismatch there and throw the ball. And sometimes if you put in a smaller corner, they'll try to run the ball. So we need guys that can match up on that inside receiver. And like I said, in our division, that position tends to be a running catch tight end.
Youth, was it an issue? I mean, it looks like you've got a lot of young corners now, the Don Carries of the world and the William Middletons. How many of those guys, Middleton and Brackenridge, and how many of those guys can play safety? Could you tell us that?
Well, there's a number of them that could play safety. Brack, has certainly played all three positions. Don Carey can do that. Mm-hmm. He can cross train. Even Rasheed Mathis, for example, coming out of college, I mean, he was a tremendous ball hawk playing free safety and corner. I mean, we have a lot of guys in the back end that, because they played corner, nickel, safety, they understand coverage is better. Mm-hmm. And certainly for me, versatility is value.
Let me ask you this, too, about cutting the roster. What one ingredient were you trying to satisfy in cutting the roster? In other words, did you say, I want value or I want future? What was the one theme that you were trying to address with every cut?
Well, I think number one, are you keeping the best players? Okay. I mean, you got to have a certain number relative to lineup and play. But I think the other thing is you always look at, especially on the back end of your roster, who can get in the game day 45? So special teams truly do come into play in your decision-making.
And, it's, of course, the two positions that people were spending a lot of time looking at, safety and guard, particularly because there were starting jobs open. Jack Del Rio announcing today that Sean Considine would start at free safety, Anthony Smith at strong safety. I think we felt pretty confident about the Anthony Smith spot there. And then Justin Smiley would start at left guard, and Vince Monowai stays around. And, boy, you talk about some of the guys who maybe are very close in that evaluation. You kind of have to get as much as you possibly can, I guess, to decide who's going to be the starter there.
No question. And I trust the coaching staff's judgment on that. I certainly have input. And just so people understand, too, from my standpoint, I know Jack has the coaching decisions and I have the roster decisions. And mine is obviously more geared towards the 53. I may give Jack insight, but his decisions are geared more towards the game day 45. I mean, the health of our team, who we're going to line up with, and what personnel we need. And I think when you look at it, yeah, we had some tremendous battles at a number of different positions, and not just for starting slots. And I like the way the roster shaped up in the end.
The big picture is the future of this team, is it not? When you were cutting the roster, didn't you have to stay focused on the big picture?
I think as a scout, you certainly do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a little bit of a visionary. It's not just win now. I've said this before. We do want to win this year, but you want to win every year. It's about sustaining success, and the only way to really do that is to draft and develop. And you got to have a head coach and an entire staff that embraces that, that's willing to develop and play young players, so you do have a pipeline per se.
How much better is this year's roster than the roster last year that went into the season, started the season?
Boy, I'll tell you, I think it's better in a lot of different ways. We got more awareness on this team. Guys who have better instinct, I think, to play the game. I also think it's more competitive. I think that's one area that we've upgraded. So it's not just the skill set. I think it's a couple other things.
You're talking about competition within position groups or just guys whose personalities are competitive and that shows up on Sundays?
I just think innate competitiveness in the individual player.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you have players that have a lot of self-pride, I think, to me, it makes a difference. It's not just about the pay. It's about the passion to play.
And the other question that I'm getting from fans today, a lot of, why Tyquan Underwood and not John Matthews, if you could talk about that?
Well, you got two good young receivers. And I think John has a lot of talent. You know, him and Dillard are the true slot-type guys. He's a very savvy route runner. I mean, he's got good hands, outstanding concentration. And Tyquan Underwood certainly has, through the full body of work, he's a fast guy that can take the top end off of defense. He's got quickness in and out of his breaks. We like them both. I opted to make the decision to go with Tyquan Underwood.
Speed, right?
Well, in essence, yes. I mean, I think you want good football players, and certainly John's on our practice squad, and I hope he earns an opportunity to move up during the course of the year at some point.
All right, we'll talk about a couple of veterans who were released and a couple of guys who may not have been on the radar of a lot of fans who made the team as we continue on here. Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith presented by Sutta. Visit Sports Mania today for your chance to win the ultimate Jaguars game day experience. A limo ride, club seats, and Sky Lounge tailgate party passes for the Jaguars-Broncos game. Register for free at your closest Sports Mania in Jacksonville. And Jaguars season ticket holders, use your Jaguars rewards card. When you purchase at least 10 gallons of Gate gasoline, you get $2 in JagBucks. For details, go to Jaguars.com. We're back with more Jaguars Monday. Take your questions via Facebook.com/JacksonvilleJaguars. Straight ahead, right here on Jaguars Radio.
Breaking news. 4 and a 6-year-old in the hospital this morning. A guy is dead after...
News Talk Radio. WOKV. AM 690 and 106.5 FM. Depend on it.
A stable offensive line. A strong defense. As Jaguars fans, we know the importance of stability to the success of the team. The same is true of your bank. That's why EverBank offers Jaguars fans the opportunity for a more stable banking relationship. EverBank earned a 4 out of 5-star safe and sound rating from Bankrate.com as of March 31st, 2010. Don't miss this opportunity. To get more stability, call 623-EVER or visit EverBank.com. Member FDIC.
We all know when the day begins, but when exactly does the night start? It starts when you shut down your laptop instead of turning off your alarm. It starts when you decide where to meet your buddies after work instead of scheduling a meeting with coworkers. It starts with the sound of ice hitting the bottom of a glass instead of hot coffee pouring into a mug. Night is the perfect time of day. The night begins with Bacardi. Enjoy responsibly. Bacardi is a registered trademark. Bacardi USA, Inc., Coral Gables, Florida. Rum 40% alcohol by volume.
Yes, sure can. No problem.
Where do you find guys like this that know the value of your money?
Uh-huh. High quality with a warranty.
And more importantly, your car.
Yep, I can get that part.
You can find them at independent service centers with the AC Delco sign.
Mm-hmm, I can do that.
With thousands of different AC Delco parts to solve problems for more makes and models than ever before.
Absolutely.
AC Delco. It's the automotive answer. When the answer you're looking for is yes.
For total auto care in Jacksonville, visit Custom Import Repair on Atlantic Boulevard, Hope Automotive on Tresca Road, and AA Automotive on Richard Street.
The teams have been chosen. The players are ready. The scratch of the coin will decide their fate.
Play the Jaguar scratch-off game at your Florida Lottery retail.
Right three receivers toss sweep. Bolin looking for the first down. He's got it. And more. Right three receivers toss sweep. Bolin looking for the first down. Right three receivers toss sweep. Bolin.
All will celebrate this game of scratching champions.
Now, traffic and weather, AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV, depend on it.
From the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, if you're on the south end of town, 295 northbound from 95 to 17 is delay-free ride. I-10 between 295 and the 95 split is just under 6 minutes in both directions. Arlington Expressway is looking good this evening. You've got a speed limit ride from Atlantic to the Matthews Bridge. And if you're traveling on Butler westbound from A1A to Belfort, it's just a little less than 10 minutes. I'm Andy Navarro, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Well, Hermine will be making landfall near Brownsville, Texas this evening. Our weather looks pretty good. The WOKV weather meter is a 7 tonight, although a couple of inland spots can have a shower this evening. Our low 72, then it's sunny 88 tomorrow, about 90 on Wednesday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel for AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Right three receivers toss sweep. Bolin looking for the first down. He's got it. And more. The 10, the 5. He's still charging to the end zone. Touchdown, Brock Bolin.
One of the guys who made the squad, I guess you could say came out of nowhere if you wanted to say going back to the beginning of training camp. Wasn't a guy that a lot of folks were talking about, Brock Bolin, but he does make the final 53. Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith presented by Sudeth continues. September 12th is Teal Sundays. The Jaguars host the Broncos. That's, of course, this Sunday. Presented by Winn-Dixie. Show your true colors and your Jaguars pride by wearing your teal to the game. You can get your teal on by picking up a special limited edition teal T-shirt. Price is just $5 and available at Jaguars merchandise outlets in the stadium. Probably can't get those now. Jacksonville branches of football fanatics and sports mania. Remember, wear your teal and bring the noise on Sunday against the Broncos. Injury update brought to you by Baptist Health, Jacksonville Circle of Care, and it's a good one. Maurice Jones-Drew said there is no injury today. First time we've had a chance to chat with him as a group. Scotty McGee and Deji Kareem should be back to practice this week. Other than that, team's basically 100%, which is a pretty good way to start the season. Again, you can make your comments in via facebook.com/Jacksonville Jaguars. A number of fans asking about the decisions on Ernest Wilford and Gerald Alexander, both a couple of guys who played key roles for you last year.
Yeah, two outstanding people. First, Ernest Wilford, we had to make a decision at the tight end position, and certainly we went with Zach Potter, who had made, I think, tremendous progress throughout training camp and through the preseason. He put an exclamation point on it, I thought, in the Atlanta game, but it had been something he had been improving on in terms of his ability to block at the point of attack as an on-the-line tight end. And we have a receiving tight end in Zach Miller that we do need to get more snap exposure. And then on the defensive side, Gerald Alexander, certainly I think if you're ever satisfied, you're not improving at a position or as a team. And with what we saw a year ago and even through the preseason, I don't think there was anyone that emerged. And, again, you keep doing things the same way, usually you'll get the same result. So a little bit of a shakeup, but we feel like we've got some guys on the come at the safety position. And, again, it doesn't have to be a position that's an asset for us. it just can't be a position that's a liability. And I feel like we have some capable guys that do have starts in the league, and age does bring wisdom at the safety position, just like the quarterback position. And I feel that we'll get better play this season out of that position group.
When I looked at the roster cuts this weekend, and I'm sitting there with a cup of coffee, I'm going down through, and my immediate reaction was, he went young. Okay, he went out. All the young guys won. Potter over Wilford. Contreras over Gilbert. Underwood over Williamson. All right. Yet the expectations bar here has been raised by the organization going way back to January. It was in Coach Del Rio's season ender last year. He said the playoffs are the expectation for 2010, and all along everyone is talking win the division, make the playoffs, big stuff. Help me out here. Make sense of this, because I look at the roster cuts and I see a team that's favoring youth, young youth too. I mean, not 4 year guys over 7-8 year guys. I'm 1 and 2 year guys over 6 and 7 year guys. So help me out. How do you marry the two? And is the expectation with a young team of making the playoffs, is it realistic? Should it be the expectation?
Well, I think it's realistic. What I would say is, on any team in the NFL, you have to have a blend of experienced veterans with young ascending talent. And from my perspective, there'll always be youth on this football team. If your philosophy is to draft and develop, and certainly in this market, we're going to do it that way. We have to make fewer mistakes. Then from my standpoint, you better embrace, the draft philosophy and have some patience. But every team in the future that I'm on and a part of building will have youth on the team. I mean, that's the way to sustain success. And I don't want to use it as a crutch.
Are you too young to win?
No.
All right, let's talk about some of these young guys in particular. Guys I listed as, I think, maybe names that aren't as commonly known among Jaguars fans. Brock Bolin, we just played the highlight. Michael Coe, Jacob Contreras, Kevin Haslam, Aaron Morgan, Zach Potter. Which one of these guys came the furthest to make the team? Who improved the most or showed you the most from what your expectation was when the offseason began?
That's an excellent question. I don't know if I can give you an accurate answer because I think a number of them came a distance. I feel like a guy who wasn't mentioned a lot, who I thought made a very good initial impression in shorts and then transferred it to pads, was Kevin Haslam.
But how could anybody come farther than Potter? This time last year he was a defensive end.
He's come a long way.
I mean, this is an amazing story here. And plus, I want to opine a little bit on that, but go ahead. I mean, talk about Potter, what you did there. In fact, let me set the table for you. I've said over the last couple years in my column that small market franchises are going to have to turn their disadvantage into an advantage, especially if the salary cap goes away, which I hope it does, because I think it's become now an obstacle for small market franchises, you know, for the reason that the big teams are forcing you to spend at their level, which is going to bankrupt these small franchises. It's going to hurt these small market low-revenue franchises. Anyhow, my point was that small market teams, low-revenue teams, are going to have to do creative things. They're going to have to do things that high-revenue teams won't have to do. And what you did with Potter is the classic example. You worked harder. You went out and you looked at a defensive end cut, not as a defensive end, but as a guy with a body, with an NFL body, and with the idea that where can we plug him in somewhere else to take advantage of a 6'7", 280-pound body that's out on the street. You don't want to turn up your nose at 6'7", 280 pounds. And what you did was you saw something and made him a tight end. And I'd like you to comment on that. I'd like you to talk about what did you see, and is this, in fact, the kind of thing that you're going to have to do to be able to compete with the high-revenue teams? Because you're not going to be able to compete with them in free agency.
Well, we certainly have to do things better. I'd like to think we're going to bring in a clump of clay, okay, and not a clump of dirt. So we give the coaches something to work with, and they'll get a return on their time investment. Here was a case where Zach was really more of a 3-4 defensive end type. He did have a tight end and basketball background in high school, went to Nebraska as a tight end defensive end, had a lot of starts at Nebraska as a defensive lineman. He is a smart guy that's kind of a sneaky athlete. He can catch the ball. He's not a vertical threat, but he has certainly refined his skills. And Rob has certainly done a nice job with him here in training camp to take him to the next level of being able to make a 53-man roster. But we were looking for a guy that could line up on the line of scrimmage opposite of Mercedes Lewis and give us two tight ends that could block on the line at the point of attack if needed against defensive ends, not just outside linebackers, but defensive ends. And not a lot of guys can do that. And it's a little bit of a dying breed in the NFL, like the true blocking fullback, the old eye fullback. We feel like with Mercedes, his ability to do it, and now with Zach, his ability to do it, and then certainly we have Greg and even Brock, and we have guys that can block linebackers and guys that can get on defensive ends, and we can get movement at the point of attack in a run game.
Does Potter offer the potential to be something more than he is right now? Can he become a Mercedes Lewis down the road, which is to say a very, very good blocker who is also an accomplished pass catcher?
Well, I don't know if we'll say an accomplished pass catcher.
So there is a limit with his hands and deep seam.
Well, I tell you what, in the Atlanta game, he made a couple catches. That's what I was talking about, being a sneaky athlete. He can catch the ball now. Now, the ability to be a vertical threat and to get out of his routes, he'll have to make more covered catches, meaning he'll have to win big rather than win with speed. And I think he has the ability to do it because usually if you're taller, you got a longer set of arms, so you have a better catching radius.
You know, it's interesting you're talking about turning Zach Potter from, looking at him through a different prism. I mean, when he was cut loose as a defensive end, you didn't just look at him. You can make the case, you sort of did the same thing with Tyson Alualu. I mean, you had to look at him, you had to go back and look at some previous stuff, but most teams were grading him out of position.
Well, so same with Bowen. Mm-hmm. Bowen was not a fullback at Louisville. He was a feature running back.
That is correct, and we like to call him a running back because he played halfback, he can play the one back, and certainly can play fullback. And he's a little bit like a West Coast fullback. I mean, he can do it all. He's actually one of our better football players on our team from an instinctual standpoint. Mm-hmm. He knows how to play the game. And then certainly Tyson, you had to do work on him for a couple years, but all the film was good regardless of where he lined across the defensive front. The only other thing I'll say about Mercedes Lewis and going back to Zach Potter at the tight end position, you like guys that are big in the middle of the field. They're easy for the quarterback to find.
Yeah, you see a lot of those big tight ends, big tall tight ends who become intermediate targets, not necessarily the deep threat, but those intermediate targets in a lot of the passing is when you see them out there. When the Jaguars win, we all win at Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue. Get a free barbecue pork sandwich with your game day ticket stub on Monday or Tuesday after a winning game, all at participating Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue restaurants. We're back with more Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith, presented by Suddeth, right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio.
Well, if you're traveling in from the west, I-10 eastbound, a mess now. If you're west of I-295.
News Talk Radio, WOKV, AM 690 and 106.5 FM.
There are a lot of great reasons to get your car loan from Community First Credit Union, like auto loan experts who guide you through the process, including explaining why those 0% interest deals may end up costing more than you think. Community First also provides gap protection and extended warranties for a lot less than what they cost at some dealers. At Community First, they're not just making car loans, they're investing in you.
An equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My son had a broken finger.
I needed stitches.
I slipped and fell.
I had a migraine.
I needed a physical.
I had an ear,
sinus,
respiratory infection.
Unexpected illnesses and injuries can be difficult. Fortunately, seeing a doctor doesn't have to be. Solantic Baptist Urgent Care. With online registration, $5 prescriptions, lab tests, x-rays, and more. All in one place. Seeing a doctor has never been this easy. For locations and to hear more from our patients, visit Solantic.com.
AM 690 and 106.5 FM. The station Jacksonville turns to first for breaking news and live team coverage of the day's top stories. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
It's 6:31, 89 degrees with cloudy skies. I'm Jeffrey Hess with our top national story. President Obama has unveiled a long-term plan to rebuild more U.S. infrastructure and hopefully employ more people to do it. Fox's Rich Johnson reports.
The president bemoaned the criticism he's received from Republicans.
They talk about me like a dog.
And then returned the favor.
They just think it's better to score political points before an election than to solve problems.
At a Labor Day rally in Milwaukee, he called the GOP the party of no, we can't, and proud of it. House Republican leader John Boehner responded, Republicans are actually saying no to Democrats' out-of-control spending spree, tax hikes, and job-killing uncertainty. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Tropical storm Hermine is taking aim at the east southeast coast of Texas and northeast Mexico. Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center says the storm is packing about 60 mile an hour winds.
A hurricane watch is in effect from Rio San Fernando, Mexico, northward all the way to Baffin Bay, Texas. That includes the city of Brownsville. And in addition, there's a tropical storm warning from La Cruz, Mexico, northward to Port O'Connor, Texas. That includes the city of Corpus Christi.
The storm is expected to drop between 4 to 8 inches of rain, with some areas seen as much as a foot. WOKV News Time is 6:33. Traffic, weather, and more of the Jaguars Monday. Next.
The WOKV Money Watch.
The struggles of the economy take center stage today as President Obama sits down with senior advisors on that.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
How does VIP treatment at a Jaguars game sound to you? Then register to win the ultimate Jaguars game day experience from Sports Mania. It's free, so sign up today at your closest Sports Mania. St. John's Town Center, Mandarin next to the Ale House, at the Landing, or in Fleming Island. It's your chance to win 2 club seats, 2 Sky Lounge tailgate party passes, and a limo ride to the game. You'll be treated like a star player from Sports Mania. Register today. Get your VIP treatment and sports gear here. Sports Mania.
Land 21, pack right, load 32, van operator, go long, break!
Honey, we know you're a pro on the field, but Suddeth is here, and they're the pros of moving off the field.
Okay, Suddeth 41, Suddeth 17, hut!
Jeff, other than that, we're good to go. Relax, it's Suddeth. They'll take good care of us.
Across town, across the country, or around the world, Suddeth is the best choice for your commercial or residential moving and relocation needs. Plan, pack, store, move. Suddeth, we take care of it.
Touchdown!
Hey, Jags fans, Winn-Dixie is your tailgating headquarters. Head to your participating neighborhood Winn-Dixie to enter for a chance to win one of 20 tailgate and win prize packages that include 4 tickets to a Jaguars home game and a VIP catered tailgate party at Everbank Field. Plus, one winner will get to play Winn-Dixie's on-field game, Bag It and Win, for a chance to win up to $2,000 in groceries.
Winn-Dixie's Tailgate and Win is brought to you by Sanderson Farms, Tostitos, Dr. Pepper, Rotel, and Van Camps. No purchase necessary. Must be resident of Florida or Georgia, 21 or older. Subject to official rules available at Winn-Dixie. Ends at 11:59 p.m. on December 13th. 2010, void where prohibited.
CopyFax.com is ready to help your business with their full lineup of Ricoh products. Hi, it's Brian Sexton, and the team at CopyFax takes the field every day with the perfect blend of Ricoh products and a Ricoh-certified service department to make sure your business is always in top shape. If that's not enough, CopyFax.com is a full-service e-commerce website that helps you save your valuable time for your clients. Call CopyFax and find out how they've done it in Northeast Florida for more than 20 years. CopyFax is the exclusive provider of copiers, laser printers, and fax machines to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
Avoiding a more tragic outcome during rush hour yesterday morning.
Breaking news, News Talk Radio, WOKV, depend on it.
WOKV News Time is 6:35. AM 690 and 106.5 FM has Jacksonville's most frequent traffic reports throughout the day.
from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center. Here's Mandy Navarro.
9A from the Dames Point Bridge to 95 is delay-free. It's about a 10-minute ride in both directions. If you're on 95 from Bay Meadows to the I-10 split, it's looking good enough to speed. It's just less than 9 minutes in both directions. I-10 eastbound between 301 and the 95 split is about a 20-minute ride. And if you're traveling on Butler westbound from A1A to Belfort, it's just a little less than 10 minutes. I'm Mandy Navarro, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel has Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast.
There'll be a shower, a thunderstorm, and a few inland spots this evening. Otherwise, it's partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Sunny tomorrow, high 88. Fair tomorrow night, low 72. Then sunshine Wednesday. Could be an afternoon shower, a thunderstorm, high about 90. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel for AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
And I'm Jeffrey Hess on Jacksonville's News Traffic and Weather Station, AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV, Dependa.
Here's a beautiful high hanging kick, spiraling magnificently, and Troy Williamson catches it at the 4-yard line. What a great kick and an excellent special teams play by Troy Williamson to be there to catch it.
That's big time.
Welcome back, Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith, presented by Suttoth. Test drive the new 2011 Ford Super Duty. The new 2011 Ford Mustang or the all-new Ford Fiesta, only at your local Southern Ford dealers. Reminder, you can get your comments in on Facebook.com/Jacksonville Jaguars. Number of folks wondering about, I think must have posted these a little bit earlier, wondering about a couple of veteran big-name free agents who were guys who were out there, T.J. Houshmandzadeh and Matt Leinart. Both have signed, by the way. Well, everybody know Houshmandzadeh with the Ravens and Leinart with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, we feel good with where we're at with our roster, and our coaches have invested a lot with the players that we have here, and we're honing in on.
You didn't have any interest in Houshmandzadeh, did you? I mean, you've got a young receiving core. Mm-hmm. Leinart?
No. I mean, I feel good with where we're at with the group we have, and obviously we added another player to our practice squad at the quarterback position who's got some time on task in the league, and we feel very happy to have him.
Yeah, Brett Ratliff is the name, right?
That is correct.
Is it Brett?
Brett.
He was at community college, junior college in California, where he followed Aaron Rodgers, all right? And this guy, Ratliff, set all the records at, what's the name of it? The community college?
I think
wasn't
it Butte College?
Butte, yeah. Okay. He set all the records there, which means that if Rodgers had any, this guy broke them. That's not bad.
Yeah, and you know, I know, Vic, you know John Pease.
Oh, yeah.
And John's out at Utah. Of course, John coached on a staff when his dad played. So John knows not just this player, but his dad. So, I mean.
So you got the referral from John's.
And the film.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the things I think folks may not recognize right offhand. When they think of scouting, it's go to the college, watch the guy, look at the – but being networked with a lot of people makes a big difference. Terry McDonough talked about it last week as you were taking care of the roster, about that he has a certain network of people that he communicates with. You have your network, and you kind of try to pull as much information as you possibly can.
No question, but I think you need to understand, though, it's important to evaluate talent with your eyes and not your ears.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will take in too much through their ears and not evaluate enough with their eyes. And you got to trust the tape by doing the work.
All right, I want to flash forward a little bit to Sunday. I mean, it's the opener, and it's gigantic, and it's big in this town for all the obvious reasons. So let's talk about him. I'm talking about Tim Tebow. What do you expect from him, from the Broncos' usage of him this weekend? Do you expect him to be deactivated as a third quarterback? Do you expect him to be used in special packages? Do you expect him as a goal line guy? What do you think is the likely expectation there, or should be?
Well, I think they'll have a special package for him, which, you know, Philadelphia certainly does with Michael Vick. I'm not sure how they'll use him for sure. But, I mean, he did some very good things at the University of Florida. And I'd like to think what Denver would do is play to his strengths. It's very difficult for a young quarterback to come and play as a starter. So he'll have a role, I feel, this weekend in a special package like you mentioned.
Just thinking of special packages on opening day, thinking back to how Matt Jones was utilized.
Yeah, that was great. Day. Yeah, I like that.
Well, but, you know, similar situation where you try to find a guy who's a changeup. Whether it works or not, it's a whole other situation. But the other element to this, of course, is what's the response going to be in the stands? I mean, Vic and I have talked a lot about this over the last, I don't know how many months, since the schedule came out, wondering what the response will be in the stands and how that might affect, you know, the atmosphere in the stadium.
Well, I think it'll be an excellent response from the fans. Obviously, they like Tim. I like Tim. And there'll be a lot of response for the Jaguars. I think this will be a situation where people will be rooting for both, and I think it'll make for great fan excitement.
Vic's gone to the yin and yang.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you've put that in a very diplomatic way. I mean, frankly, I think it's a clash of two cultures. And I mean, you know, I think we're probably going to have 10,000 or so Tebow jerseys in the stands on Sunday, and I don't think they're going to be rooting for both. I think they're going to be rooting for one, frankly think there could be fights in the stands on Sunday. And, you know, maybe it's time we get a snapshot of ourselves. Maybe it's time we find out exactly who we are.
Well, I think we got sensible people here. They're passionate about football, certainly in the South and in this city. But, I mean, you have some tremendous Jaguar fans here. And, obviously, Tim, having grown up here, I mean, there's tremendous respect for him. So, I mean, I think it's going to be, again, a very exciting game for the fans. And I'm so happy he's come to town. We got to play on the road in situations where people are rooting for different players. So here at home, I mean, let's just embrace a great football game this weekend.
This is, by the way, guys, this is a very, very hot button topic. I mean, this is passionate subject matter. You got put Gene into a very tough situation at draft time. I mean, just, I can't imagine how anybody could think that you could draft this guy with the 10th overall pick. I mean, it just I think you had to be unfair to have that expectation.
No other NFL GM thought that, obviously, right?
Obviously.
Nobody jumped up to take him at 10.
And Denver traded down, right?
Denver.
Were they at 12?
They actually had two trades, I think. They traded back and then traded up. And
yeah, they had movement in the draft, and I don't want to critique what they've done. I take care of what we do. And, again, I'm happy to have Tyson here. And I want people to root for Tyson and root for Tim. I mean, both organizations and both players benefited draft weekend.
Okay, what you want and what I want aren't the same. I believe that if you're a Jaguars fan, then it's got to be one way and one way only.
Well, I think you'll get that out of the Jaguar fans, but there's a lot of respect for this player. Mm-hmm. He had tremendous success in college, and certainly he's from here. I think it'll be a great football game, and I don't think it'll be a hostile environment. I'd be surprised if people can't keep this game in perspective. We got some very good fans here that, you know, I think will enjoy the game and understand that it is a game, okay, and not take it beyond that. So I'm fired up for this one.
How important is a fast start this year?
I think it's very important. What I'd tell you is it's my hope that how we finish the last quarter of the 2009 season will be a catalyst for how we start the first quarter of the 2010 season. I mean, that still doesn't sit well with me. I mean, certainly our players have made a tremendous commitment. And I know a lot of people have talked about the chemistry on this football team, and I certainly concur with that we do have good chemistry. But I just think, you know, the roster's better. This team really has a vision to what it wants to do. Regardless of what people say, we'll take them one at a time and see how we end up at the end of the year.
And a reminder for everybody that on Sunday, you can come on over to Teal Town. 3 hours prior to every Jaguars home game, check out Teal Town. Live bands, a huge LED screen, interactive games, football drills, and specially discounted concessions, including $2 draft beers. Admission is free with no game ticket required. Teal Town is just south of the Pepsi Plaza at Everbank Field. Back with more Jaguars Monday, presented by Sutton, with the GM Gene Smith, Vic Ketchman, and me, Cole Pepper, right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio.
Keeping an eye on the tropics.
At least 100 miles out from the center.
When severe weather happens.
Tropical storm force winds.
Depend on AM 690 and 106.5 FM. WOKV.
Hi, I'm Urban Magic Johnson. Aetna and I would like to introduce you to a great way to start feeling better. Say hello to your kitchen. It's got all the tools you need to set you on your way to better health.
Aetna cares about your health. At CommunityVitality.com, you can find even more tools to help keep you and your family healthier, including easy-to-prepare, nutritious recipes of your favorite dishes. Community Vitality is a health literacy initiative for the public from Aetna and Magic Johnson Enterprises.
Yes, sure can. No problem.
Where do you find guys like this that know the value of your money?
Uh-huh. High quality with a warranty.
And more importantly, your car.
Yep, I can get that part.
You can find them at independent service centers with the AC Delco sign.
Mm-hmm, I can do that.
With thousands of different AC Delco parts to solve problems for more makes and models than ever before.
Absolutely.
AC Delco. It's the automotive answer. When the answer you're looking for is yes.
For total auto care, visit Evans Automotive and Tire Center in St. Augustine, City Auto Repair in Gainesville, and White's Automotive on North Main in Jacksonville.
It's Sonny's Super Savers Value Menu, starting at $6.99. Make lunch special by grabbing a big deal combo with your choice of six.
At the five, there's the snap. Here's Redmond, and he's trying to get out of the end zone. And he is hit and sacked, but he did get to the one. Line up across the formation. Split backs for Redmond. Third, 25. At the five, there's the snap.
Home game, so rush to any Brumos dealership for your chance to win or register online at
Brumos.com. The teams have been chosen, the players are ready. The scratch of a coin will decide their fate.
Play the Jaguar scratch off game at your Florida Lottery retailer. You could win up to $100,000 instant cash or amazing fan prizes. And don't forget, buy four Jaguar scratch off tickets at participating Winn-Dixie locations and get $1 off any deli sub. Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
Many will win, all will celebrate this game of scratching champions.
Fresh checked every day.
We check the range, check the ranch, check the farm, check the feed. We check the oncoming stampede. We check the trim, check the color, check the ribs, check the ribeye. Oh my. We check that only the finest USDA choice cuts make it to the beef people and that they're trimmed to perfection every day. Then we check the sizzle and check the riotous applause as you serve these fine cuts of meat at your next tailgate. So before the next game, check out the beef people at your Fresh Checked Winn-Dixie, official supermarket of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Traffic and weather, AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV, depend on it.
From the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, 9A from the Dames Point Bridge to 95 is delay free. It's about a 10-minute ride in both directions. The Arlington Expressway from Atlantic to the Matthews Bridge is just a 6-minute ride. I-10 westbound between 301 and the 95 split is delay free in less than 20 minutes. And if you're heading in from the beaches, Butler's about a 10-minute ride from A-18 to 95. I'm Mandy Navarro, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Well, Hermine will be making landfall near Brownsville, Texas this evening. Our weather looks pretty good. The WOKV weather meter is a 7 tonight, although a couple of inland spots can have a shower this evening. Our low 72. Then it's sunny 88 tomorrow, about 90 on Wednesday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel for AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Across the formation, split backs to Redmond, third, 25. At the five, there's the snap. Here's Redmond, and he's trying to get out of the end zone, and he is hit and sacked, but he did get to the one.
Highlight again from, what was it, last Thursday? Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it, that final preseason game? We welcome you back, Jaguars Monday, with Gene Smith, presented by Suttis. Vote for your favorite MVP teacher to be the Community First Credit Union MVP Teacher of the Week. Your teacher could win club seats to a Jaguars home game. It's all part of First Down Touchdowns for Teachers. Visit CommunityFirstFL.org for details. All right, again, we can get some comments from you via the Facebook page, facebook.com/JacksonvilleJaguars. One question here, wondering about the new defensive tackle, Cohen, who you brought in here since the final cuts. Tell us about that, the new addition.
Sure. He's a player that we had some affection for coming out of college. He is a one-gap type, meaning he's a disruptive, penetrating, get-on-the-edge-of-the-block type defensive lineman, good in the movement scheme. And Joe Cullen certainly had worked with him before, but that's not the number one reason why we claimed this player. He was the best defensive lineman on the wire. When we cut the roster down, we had three defensive tackles. We kept the best 53 players, and typically half the time with 4-3 teams in the NFL, the fourth tackle was inactive, and we had a chance to get who we thought was one of the best players on the waiver wire, and we were fortunate that we were able to get him.
Do you have a same thing like you do with the draft? Do you have a value board or of guys you expect to be out there or who've been talked about being on the bubble going in to the free agents, to the post cut period?
We have a good feel. We do a lot of scouting of teams around the league year round. We know who the bubble players are, and we do the work beforehand. So we have our deck stacked to where when a player becomes available, we can move on it quickly.
All right, we continue on. Of course, the opener again Sunday against the Denver Broncos.
Let me ask a question about some college games this past weekend. This is supposed to be a great year, or next spring is supposed to be a great draft for college quarterbacks. Ponder had a great game this past weekend. I think it was against some guy named Sam Ford. not Stanford, but Sam Ford. Talk about, did you watch any college football? Did you see any of these quarterbacks? Dalton at TCU is another prospect. You know, did you get a chance to watch any college football, or were you just locked up in here?
For the most part, I was locked up in here. But the one thing I'll tell you is we don't scout off TV. I mean, we try to scout off coaches' film. And I put emphasis on seeing all the quarterbacks play live. I mean, every year, not just this year. There's so much that goes on between the snaps that you don't see on film. I mean, people wonder sometimes, well, why do you take a notebook out to practice? It's for the things that aren't on film.
Okay, you know, what do you think of Ponder?
Well, certainly I think he's got a tremendous skill set. From what I understand, he's a tremendous individual. And I'm excited to get a chance to see him play again this year. I did see him play a year ago as a young player. Obviously, he's shown the ability to bring teams back from behind. He elevates the talent around him. I think he has all the qualities that you look for in a player that you identify could be a prospect for this level.
We'll be watching tonight Virginia Tech against Boise State. Kind of an interesting game because Boise has gone 2 years without losing a game, still have not been given the chance to compete for a national championship. Maybe if they go through this season unbeaten, maybe they'll be given a chance to compete for the national championship. You see these teams at all these different levels. How big is the gap between a top non-BCS school and the top BCS schools?
It's not as big as it used to be. You got 85 scholarships. I think that's balanced some things out. I really believe, Virginia Tech at one point when Coach Beamer was there in the early years, they were trying to win at a high level, and it took them a while to do what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And that's, competing with, everyone in the country that is a so-called major program. I mean, they typically are competing to be in the top 10 year in and year out. And,
yeah, he didn't turn it around until year five.
No, he was almost
gone.
And I actually visited there in the spring when I was in college coaching, and he was on the bubble at that time. Went there for spring ball with our coaching staff. And I see what Boise State's doing now. It's certainly a program on the rise, but at one point that was Virginia Tech, a program on the rise.
So, in other words, it takes some time to accumulate talent, huh?
I think so. And then you got to put a system in place, and you got to stay strong and stay the course. I mean, you don't want to win like 1 year, and you don't want a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. You want to be competitive every year, and you got to stand for something. And I feel like here that's what we're trying to do. So, again, I'm really excited about the start of the season. I call it the real season. And I really feel like we put in the things, you know, the players, the coaches, the scouts, and all the football support staff, everyone in this organization. I mean, you all have to be in it to win it, is how I put it. You really do. You have to be in it to win it, and you have to be in it to win it together. And I feel like we got that here.
What do you think about the Broncos coming in here, team-wise? Where are they? The AFC West seems to be a wide-open division this year. You could almost, if any of those teams won, you'd go, okay, well, that seems about right. San Diego may be the prohibitive favorite, but how good is Denver going to be this year?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, they started the season last year as one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
6-0?
I believe so. And then certainly they ended up kind of like us. They fizzled, and so I think they're coming in here with a lot to prove. And, you know, in the NFL, it truly is any given Sunday. I mean, this league's different than college and high school. I mean, you got all haves. It's not haves and have-nots. And the system's set up for competitive balance. And that's the thing I like about you know, the NFL, the challenges that it presents every weekend.
All right, our coverage, of course, begins at 10 o'clock on Sunday with the Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue tailgate show, then Jaguars pregame, and a 1 o'clock kickoff here in the stadium. After the game, the Winn-Dixie postgame show and the Southern Ford Dealer scoreboard show, as we'll be able to digest the – I love that you call it the real season, by the way. You know, it's the league years ago used to call the preseason games exhibition games and then went away from that because – it made them seem like, well, you shouldn't be charging full price for them and all these other things. The games didn't count, and that spawned the saying of they don't count, but they matter. But this is, I mean, this is really, when you get down to it, the preseason games are fine, and but they have served their own purpose, and now here we go with I mean, it is the real season.
Yeah, it's the real thing. And, again, I know the fans are very excited as well, not just the players and the people within the stadium here that are trying to build something special. And I know we'll have a tremendous crowd, and hopefully we'll get win number one.
What's the one thing about Denver that concerns you the most, the one thing that you fear the most about them?
Well, I think early in the year, at any level, I think, you know, you got to be respectful of the football. So
you worry about turnovers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always do. And then I think the other thing is the kicking game. You're always trying to improve in those areas early in the year, and they always say, you know, you make your greatest improvement from your first to your second game. And this is the first opportunity to get all of our starters out there together. And I feel like we'll definitely grow as a football team as we develop some continuity. But I believe our kicking game has been strong, so that'll give us a competitive advantage. And then, obviously, if we have respect for the football, we'll have a chance to do great things.
You were 7-5 going into December last year. If I could put you in December again, at the start of December, 7-5, would you take it?
Well, I would take it. It's a winning record. right. And for me, you know, I break it down by quarters of the season. And the one thing about the NFL is it's different than other levels. And I try to, you know, draw comparisons. But in the NFL, I mean, you can lose some games and still get back to where you want to be. And so I feel very confident with this football team.
All right, next week, Monday, we'll be talking about the real games. That's the general manager, Gene Smith, for Vic Ketchman, for our producer, Joe Fortunato, Cole Pemper, saying thanks for listening to Jaguars Monday with Gene Smith, presented by Sudduth. Tomorrow night, the Jack Del Rio Show at 6, and Wednesday at 6, it's Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna. And then Sunday, the Jaguars open the season against the Broncos. Regular season is here. Get ready for it, folks. Have a great evening.